外昆塔之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2019年8月31日，星期六。我们非常荣幸的邀请到敬爱的萨提亚·德瓦帕布为我们讲述今天的圣典博加瓦坛的早课。感谢大家的聆听 ，Hare Krishna。
Hi Krishna, good morning to everyone in China.
Hare Krishna, 中国的奉献者们，大家早上好。
So last week, we had a special class because, we were getting, in the mood for celebrating John Mastami and Srila Prabhupada's Vyaspuja Day.
而上一个星期我们进行了一次很特别的课程，因为当时是为了让大家做好这样一种心态的一种准备，来准备庆祝 Jamastami 以及帕帕的显现日。
And we had a wonderful Vyas Puja celebration and also Jamastami at ISKCON of Silicon Valley in California.
然后我们在美国硅谷这边的这个庙宇中心的话呢，也进行了一次非常美好的 Vyasa Puja 和 Jamastami 和 Papa 的这个庆典。
Yeah, so I think over 15,000 people came, you know, to come and see the deities. Not everyone, you know, stayed the whole time, just the core members stayed in the temple, but over 15,000 peoplepassed through and saw the deities and took prasadam.
Ooh, 15,000. 然后这一次的话呢，来参加的人数总共都超过了15,000人。当然，并不是15,000人都待在了庙里面，然后他们是有超过15,000人，然后来觐见神像，然后并且荣耀了 prasadam。当然，就是剩下的这样一些核心成员的话呢，才待在庙里面。
So the ISKCON Center is in the city of Mountain View, which is in the center of, you know, the universe, the computer, the computer universe, Silicon Valley.
然后这边的庙宇中心的话呢，是处在一个叫山景的这样一个小城镇的中心，而这个小城镇的话呢，就是整个可以说是计算机的世界的中心点了。
It's kind of like, I guess in China, that would be Shenzhen, right?
Maybe, or 中关村。比如说在中国是什么，我说中国可能就是中关村啊，或者是像深圳这样的地方。
Anyway, there are many, many Indian people living there working in the computer industry, so they came to the temple. Not many Westerners come, but mostly Indians.
总的来说就是这边有很多当地的印度人来参加这个庆典活动，因为他们是在这边的这个计算机工业里边工作嘛，不过没有太多的西方人就是了。
And we were especially blessed to have a Giriraj Swami there.
然后而且我们特别就是受到了祝福，然后有 Giriraj Swami, 然后也来参加我们的庆典。
Yeah, so that was a...Special treat, and especially for me, I love to be with him. He's such, he's just a very wonderful devotee.
是对我来说真的是一次很大很棒的这样一个活动，因为我真的很喜欢和他在一起，他就是一个非常了不起的奉献者。
So I just want you to know I had a wonderful time, and I hope you did too.
所以我只是跟大家说一说，然后上一星期的话呢，我体验了这么棒的一次经历，然后希望你们也是。
So, we'll continue our reading today, but before I do that, I'll chant Jaya Radha Madhava.
我们也就一起来开始今天的早课吧。不过在此之前的话呢，先跟大家一起来唱 Jaya Radha Madhava。
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Balaba Girivana Dari Gopi Jana Balaba Girivana Dari Yasoda Nandana Bajajana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Bajajana Rajana Yamunati Ravanachani Yamunati Ravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjadi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjadi Hari Gopi Jana Balava Girivana Dari Gopi Jana Balava Girivana Dari Yasoda Nandana Sajajana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Prajajana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Prajajana Rajana Yamunati Ravanachari Yamunati Ravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari
Thank you, Premananda Hari Hari Bo. Okay, so we are on the sixth canto, chapter 2, and I think today we're on verse
38. 38, okay.
And the title of this chapter is Ajamil is delivered by the Vishnu Dutas.
这一章节的标题是 Vishnu的使者拯救 Ajamila.
Now in the story, he's already been delivered by the Vishnu Dutas.
而在故事进展到这里, Ajamila已经是被拯救了。And
the Vishnu Dutas have gone back to Vaikuntha.
Vishnu Duta此时已经回到了 Vaikuntha.
And the Yamadutas, they went back to the planet of Yamaraj.
而Yamaduta也回到了Yamaraj的这个星球。
And Ajamil, he's still in his body. He didn't leave his body. He still has his old man's body.
而此时的Ajamila还依然处在他这个老年的这种躯体当中。
And he's reflecting on everything that had just happened.
他在反思着 然后回想着刚才发生的一切。
Okay, so that's where we are in the story.
这就是我们故事进展到现在的这样一个状态。
So text 38.
我们来一起看一下38世界。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Mamahamiti Dehadao Hitva Mityartha Dhirmatim Dashyemano Bhagavati Sudam Tat Kirtanadi Bhi Mama,
我的,
Aham,
我,
Iti,
如此,
Deha Adao,
在躯体与, 和与躯体有关的事物中,
Hetva,
放弃,
Amitya,
不是错的,
Atar,
什么什么的,
Artha, sorry, Artha,
Artha, 什么什么的价值观念,
D
用我的知觉
Matim
态度
Dasye
我将从事
Mana
我的心
Bhagavati
像至尊人格守神。
Sudam.
纯净的。
Tat.
他的名字。
Kirtana Adibi.
借由吟唱与聆听等。
Translation. Simply because I chanted the holy name of the Lord in the association of devotees, my heart is now becoming purified. Therefore, I shall not fall victim again to the false lures of material sense gratification. Now that I have become fixed in the absolute truth, henceforward I shall not identify myself with the body. I shall give up false conceptions of I and mine and fix my mind on the lotus feet of Krishna.
译文，仅仅靠与奉献者一起吟诵吟唱至尊主的圣名，我的心此刻就得到了净化，因此我再也不会堕落成为物质感官享乐这一诱饵的受害者。我现在变得专注于绝对真理，今后再也不会将自我与躯体认同。我将摒弃我和我的等错误概念，全神贯注于 Krishna 的莲花足。 I continue with purport.
Yes, please.
OK. 要指这节诗中明确解释了生物是如何成为受物质环境的受害者的，这始于将自我与躯体认同。正因为如此，博迦梵歌最开始的灵性教导就是我们不是这个躯体，而是处在躯体中。只有吟诵吟唱至尊主 Krishna 的圣名 Hare Krishna 这一伟大的曼陀，始终与奉献者在一起，才有可能具有这样的知觉状态。这就是成功的秘密。所以我们强调人应该吟诵吟唱至尊主的圣名，使自己免于这个物质世界的污染，尤其是想要过非法性生活、吃肉、喝酒、吸毒和赌博等贪图物质享乐欲望的污染。带着这样的决心，人应该发誓遵守上述原则，以期从物质存在的痛苦状态中被拯救出来。第一项必做的事儿，就是要去除躯体化的生命概念。End of purport.
Thank you very much. Om Gana Tami Vandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chaksu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pastatya Deshatarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Panchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhuvevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namah. Offer my respectful obeisances to my spiritual master A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
我虔诚地顶拜我的灵性导师圣人 A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Papa。
I was born in the darkest of ignorance, and he opened my eyes with a torchlight of knowledge.
我诞生于愚昧的黑暗之中，而他以知识的火炬照亮了我的双眼。
And I pray for his blessings today that we can enter deeply into the understanding of Srimad Bhagavatam.
我向他祈祷，得到他的祝福，能够帮助我们今天更深地进入到圣典博迦瓦坛的意义之中。
The purpose of the Bhagavatam, as it states in the beginning, is to distinguish, the reality from illusion for the welfare of all.
博迦瓦坛的最开始就已经陈述了它存在的意义和目的，那就是为了众生的福祉，能够辨识幻觉与真相。
And I offer my humble obeisances to all the participants in this Bhagavatam class today.
并且我也谦卑地顶拜今天来参加瓦坛早课的所有的奉献者。
And I beg for your mercy and also for your compassion.
我祈求能够得到你们的仁慈，得到你们的同情与怜悯。
And that you empower me to speak in a way that we can both enter into the mystery of Srimad Bhagavatam.
你们赋予了我力量，来助我们大家一起共同的进入到博加瓦坛的神秘之中。
So today, in this section, Ajamil is reflecting on his life, and he is performing what we call a sankalpa.
那么故事进入到今天的这个小节，阿加米勒就是依然在回忆，在反省他的人生，并且在做出他的sankalpa。
He's reflecting on where he's been.
他在反思他曾经到达了哪里，一直到达了哪里。
He's looking at his life where he is in the present.
他站在他现在人生的这个角度来回顾过往。
And where he wants to go.
并且在思考未来他要去往哪里。
And so he's appreciating his good fortune that he's been liberated by the Vishnu Dutas.
他在感恩他所受到的这个好运，得到了 Vishnu 他们的拯救，在那里获得了解脱和自由。
He's admitting his past mistakes.
他在承认曾经犯下的错误。
And he's determined not to repeat them.
并且非常坚决的再也不重蹈覆辙。
He said that, you know, previously, you know, his mistake was he identified with his body.
他就说到他以往的错误就是认同了这具躯体。
And he became very attracted, to illicit sex life.
就变得非常着迷于非法性生活。
He saw that he was tricked by Maya in this way, in the form of a woman.
他就看到自己受到了 Maya, 以这种女人所展现出来的这样一种诡计花招的蒙骗。
And he became overwhelmed with lusty desires.
然后就完全的脑海里抹不掉这个就是对于色欲的这种念头。
But he's determined not to let that happen again.
而现在他下定决心再也不像过往那样。
And he wants to become merciful.
他希望自己也能够给予他人仁慈。
And he wants to be a well-wishing friend to all living beings.
他也希望能够成为众生的祝愿者。
And he wants to absorb himself in Krishna consciousness.
他想让自己完全沉浸在 Krishna 知觉之中。
And he realizes now he's having this change of heart.
并且他也意识到了，那么现在他有了这样一种心灵的改变。
Right? He wants to give up the illusion of a separate existence from God, and he wants to be God's servant. That's a change of heart.
他想要放弃这种与主与神相分离的幻觉，想要真正的去成为神的仆人的仆人，而这就是心灵的改变。
Such a surprise, you know, to have this change of heart. One minute, you're a sense enjoyer, and now...You want to give that up and just be the servant of the Lord.
所以说这真的是一种很大的令人震撼令人惊喜的这样一种状态。就上一分钟然后还是一个这种感官享乐的人，而到了下一分钟的时候就已经真诚的想要去成为神的仆人的仆人。
So Ajamil, he's a little surprised how this change of heart has occurred.
因此阿加米勒就有点好奇奇怪，就是他怎么会有这样一种心灵的改变呢？
But he knows why. He knows how this change of heart has occurred.
但他知道原因，他知道这种心灵的改变是怎样发生的。
He mentions that in today's verse.
他就在今天的这个世界当中提到了。
He said, because he had the opportunity to chant the holy name of the Lord in the association of devotees, his heart has now become purified.
他就在这里说到，仅仅只是与奉献者一起吟诵吟唱至尊主的圣名，我的心此刻就得到了净化。
So in this case, heart is actually the mind.
Oh,
Actually, it's not the mind, it's the consciousness.
Oh, should be consciousness. Mm. Yes. 所以说在这个译文当中，这个诗节当中提到的这个心，我的心此刻得到了性化，这个心实际上指的就是知觉了。
Because the mind itself is just, and we've discussed this many times, the mind itself is just a blank screen.
因为心意本身，当然我们已经很多次很多次的谈到了这一点，心意本身就是一个空白的屏幕而已。
Yeah, just like when you go into a movie theater and the lights are on and there's just a blank screen there. There's nothing there.
这就像是我们去到电影院，是不是在电影开始上演之前的话，我们坐在那儿，这个灯光都是照着的，整个这个屏幕都是空白的呢。
So the mind is like that.
所以说我们的心意就像是这样的。
But then the lights grow dim and the light comes on and then on the screen,is the image being reflected on the screen of the film.
而后的话呢，这个灯光开始变暗了下来，整个电影院一片漆黑，然后此时那个灯光就照在了屏幕上，然后整个这个电影的那个画面就被投射在，反射在这个屏幕上。
And then we're looking at the screen and looking at the image.
我们就坐在那儿看着这个屏幕，看着这些画面。
Who's looking at the screen?
是谁在看着这屏幕呢？
Am I the screen or am I looking at the screen?
我是这个屏幕上的这些画面吗？还是说我是在看着这些画面呢？
No, I'm looking at the screen.
对吧？是我看着这些画面。
I'm the consciousness.
我就是知觉。
But while looking at the screen, if I forget I'm looking at the screen, then consciousness is now contaminated.
而当我们在看着这个屏幕的时候，却遗忘了自己是作为知觉在看着这个屏幕，完全迷失在其中，那么此时的话，知觉就受到了污染。
Now I forget who I am.
现在我就忘记了自己真正是谁。
And I'm identifying with whatever story is being told on the screen.
而我就开始完全认同于这个屏幕上所上演的故事了。
And so in this way, consciousness is contaminated, you could say.
所以说以这样的方式，我们就可以说知觉就被污染了。
Actually, the consciousness is not contaminated. It's just a figure of speech, so we can describe what's happening.
实际上知觉并没有受到污染，这只不过是一种比喻说法，然后来向我们描述到究竟这个知觉发生了怎样的变化。不是知觉发生了怎样的变化，就是描述这个此时这种认同于这个状态是怎样的。
Just like if you have a pure glass of water.
这就像是我们有这样一杯水。
And I put some food coloring in it.
然后我们往水里面加了一些这种食品添加剂的那种颜色。
Like maybe grape color.
Grape color, 就像是这个。
Then it becomes purple, right?
然后如果我们要是往这个水里面纯净水里面加了那种比如说葡萄的那种味道的添加剂，然后是不是就变成了紫色了，对吧？
Then I can mix in some garlic juice. Ooh, yucky.
不如开玩笑说加点那个姜进去的话就很好喝。
Purple garlic juice.
不是姜，是大蒜。
So I would say the water, you know, it's been, now it's impure.
所以说此时的话，这个水就变得不纯净了。
But actually, the water was never really impure.
但实际上这个水本身并没有变得不纯净。
You can always take out those substances.
因为我们总是可以把添加进去的那些物质拿来给再次净化掉、过滤掉，然后把它给拿出来。
Yeah, you can put the water through some charcoal, and the charcoal will absorb, you know, the grape and the garlic, and you'll have pure water again.
那么把水的话呢，放到这个木炭当中来给过滤一下，然后此时就把这里面的食品添加剂的那个葡萄汁啊，然后以及那个大蒜都拿来给净化了。
So the mind actually isn't impure.
因此并不是我们的心意是不纯净的。
The consciousness is not impure.
也并不是我们的知觉是不纯净的。
But when consciousness identifies with whatever content is there in the mind, we say it's impure.
而当知觉认同于心意当中的内容的时候，此时我们就说知觉是不纯净的了。
Yeah, so our false identity is just the story that's being told in the mind, the picture that's in the mind.
因此我们的虚假的身份认同只不过是心意当中冒出来的这些故事而已。
Yeah, so that picture has a name.
而这个画面，这个心意当中的画面是有一个有个故事，然后故事里面有个人，这个人的名字是谁？
Yeah, and many memories.
有许许多多的回忆。
And it's always a picture of this current body we have, right?
而并且的话呢，这些回忆当中总是会有一个我们现在所有这个躯体的这个画面在那儿，对吧
？Yeah, there's a picture of the young body.
有这样一个年轻的躯体的画面。
And there's pictures of maybe making a mistake and being humiliated.
有可能会有这样一个犯下了错误，受到了他人羞辱的这样一个画面。
And there's pictures of when maybe you won some contest and you're feeling very proud and confident.
或者是有这样一个比赛，然后在比赛当中我感到很骄傲、很自信的这样一个画面。
Yeah, so there's this whole movie of this false person we imagine ourselves to be being played in the mind.
因此就有这样整个这样一部电影，然后在心意当中上演着这样一个电影，就是我们对于自己的这种虚假的概念的电影。
And the movie has a particular theme.
而这个电影是有一个特别的主题的。
Maybe in this life you're a victim.
也许在这一生当中，你的电影的主题就是我是一个受害者。
And you spend your whole life wanting justice.
然后整个这一生，然后都是在想着我要怎么样让自己得到正义公平的待遇对待。
And then that carries over to the next life.
而这样的一个主题的话，就被我们携带着带入到了下一世。
Yeah, so all the different players in the movie have changed, but the same theme goes on.
而到了下一世。这个电影当中的各个角色就全部换人了，但是的话呢，主题却是不变的。
Yeah, so in this way, the consciousness is captured.
以这样的方式，我们的知觉就被抓摄在了其中。
Well, there's a new body, and there's a new mind, but the same theme is going on.
有一个新的躯体，有一个新的心意。但是的话呢，同样的主题还是上演着。
Yeah, so, Ajahn Mill, he says that because he chanted the holy name in the association of devotees, he's become liberated from identifying with his mind and his body.
而阿加米勒就是由于在与奉献者的联谊当中念出了、吟诵出了主的圣名，由此的话呢，他就从对心意和躯体的认同当中解脱、自由了出来。
So he, even though the pictures are still there going on in his mind, and he still has a physical body.
而即使的话呢，它现在依然有这样一个物质的躯体，依然它的心灵当中有不断的这些画面在上演着。
He no longer considers that to be himself.
但他已经不再认同于这些躯体和画面都是他本人了。
And he said this change has occurred, or his consciousness has been purified from identifying with his mind and body.
而这样的变化就发生了，他的知觉就没有再去认同于躯体和心灵当中的内容了。
And this has come about, this change, this purification of consciousness has occurred because he's chanted the holy name in the association of devotees.
而这个知觉变得纯净之所以会发生，这个知觉得到的净化之所以会发生，是由于他在与奉献者的联谊当中唱出了主的圣名。
So this is the sequence of purification that takes place by chanting the holy name that Lord Chaitanya has talked about.
This is a sequence of purification that happens by the chanting of the holy name.
Lord Chaitanya talks about it.
Okay. 而这个的话呢，就是进化的整个程序的一个顺序是这样的，就是由主 Chaitanya 曾经所讲到的，通过念诵主的圣名所获得的进化。
Now, ultimately, we know that Lord Chaitanya, when he describes the chanting, the end result of the chanting is.Ecstatic love for Krishna.
Understand? 最终主柴塔尼亚就描述到这个念诵的终极结果，那就是对于主的这种狂喜之爱。
But that's not the first sequence of events in chanting.
但这并不是念诵的所带来的结果的整个这个顺序当中的第一个结果。
No, first the consciousness becomes purified.
首先是知觉得到了净化。
Before love for the Lord awakens.
而后对于主的这个爱才会被唤醒。
So he says, Chaito Darpana Marginam.
所以说他就说到了这个梵文词 Chaito Darpana Marginam.
Yeah, by the chanting of the holy name of the Lord,Consciousness is purified.
通过念诵主的圣名，知觉就得到了净化。
Or he says the mirror of the mind becomes clean.
他说到这个心意的镜子就被擦干净了。
But what that means is that the consciousness doesn't identify anymore with whatever is appearing in the mind.
而这句话的意思就是在说知觉不再认同于任何出现在心意当中的内容了。
Then the mind slows down.
而后心意就放缓了下来。
And in between the thoughts, there's the pure reflection of the self.
而在念头的空隙之间，上一个念头和下一个念头的空隙之间，真正的自我的这种纯粹的反应就出现在那里了。
Just pure awareness.
就只是一种纯粹纯净的知觉而已。
One sees, I'm not what's appearing in the mind, I'm the one who's looking at it.
我们就会看到我们并不是心意当中的内容，而我们是看着心意当中内容的那个知晓者。
And so now Ajamil, he sees that. He says that I'm not this body, I'm not the mind, I'm the pure consciousness.
而现在阿加米勒就真正的看到了这一点，他看到了他并不是这个躯体，并不是这个心意。
So he doesn't want to ever forget that anymore.
因此他不想将来再次遗忘这样一种状态。
So he's making a decision here. He's using his intelligence, his spiritual intelligence.
而他就在这里运用他的灵性的智力在这里做出了一个决定。
He declares, I will not fall victim again to the false lures of material sense gratification.
To the false allures of
false allures, yeah.
Oh, I see. 所以说他在这里就宣告，他在这里宣告，就是他再也不想成为物质感官享乐这一诱饵的受害者了。
Yeah, so what are the false allures of material sense gratification?
那么物质感官享乐的这种虚假的诱饵有什么呢？
Alright, the lure is if you do this, you'll become happy.
而这个诱饵就是，如果你这样做的话，你就会快乐幸福的。
If I have this, I'll become happy.
如果你有这个的话呢，你就会快乐幸福的。
Of course, when you do that, you're not here. You're in your mind.
当然，当你这样做的时候，那你就并没有处于当下此刻，而你只是活在自己的心里而已。
You're seeking happiness.
你在寻求快乐。
You're remembering the past and imagining the future.
你在回忆着过去，在想象着未来。
Which is, that's the cause of suffering, of course. That's the cause of unhappiness.
当然这就是导致不快乐、不幸福、导致受苦的根源所在了。
We're already eternal beings of joy.
我们本身就已经是永恒的极乐的存在。
We've always had an eternal relationship with the source of our life, Krishna.
我们永远都和我们的生命的源头 Krishna 有着这个永恒的关系。
Lord Brahma talks about this in the Brahma Samhita.
主 Brahma 就在 Brahma Samhita 当中谈到了这一点。
He says, Sanitya Nitya Sambandha Prakritis Chaiparivasa, that the living being has an eternal kinship or an eternal loving relationship with the Lord.
而他说的这句话就是，众生有生命的生物体与主之间都有着永恒的亲密关系的。
But when we identify with the mind,
但是当我们认同于心意的时候，
and we imagine that we're something else,
想象着自己是别的什么，
then we feel incomplete.
那么而后我们就会感到不完整。
And then we imagine what will make us feel complete.
于是就想象着应该得到什么，应该做什么，才能让自己感到是完整的呢？
Right, if I get the right partner.
如果我找到了对的伴侣。
Or get this job.
或者是找到了对的这个工作。
Or get this degree.
或者是拿到了什么样的学位。
Or retire.
或者是我要是退休了的话。
Then I'll be happy.
那我肯定就会快乐的幸福的。
So these are the false lures of material sense gratification.
而这些就是物质感官享乐的诱饵。
But these lures, they don't exist in the present. They only exist in the mind. We have to go into the mind and leave the present in order to be captured.
而这些诱饵是并没有存在于当下此刻的，这些诱饵只是存在于心理之中，而我们必须要进入到心理之中，离开当下此刻，然后完全才此时才会被这些诱饵所抓住，所钳获。
When we're present, our true being becomes revealed.
当我们临在的时候，我们真正的存在就会被揭示出来。
We're the witnessing presence of awareness, the life.
我们就是见证这一切的客观的这个知觉存在，我们就是生命本身。
Then we feel whole, complete, and there's no feeling of separation.
而后我们就会感到完整，感到圆满，此时就不会再有这种分离的感觉。
And then we can observe the mind and the body and see, I'm not the mind, I'm not the body.
而后我们就能得以去观察自己的心意和躯体，就会看到自己并不是心意和躯体。
We see the simple truth.
我们就会看到这个简单的真相。
It's so simple that it's difficult to see.
而这个真相是如此的简单，结果却导致我们如此难以去看到这个真相。
It takes a little spiritual intelligence.
所以这是需要有一点点这个灵性的智力的。
The simple truth is that we do not exist outside of this moment.
而这个简单的真相就是我们并没有存在于除了当下此刻之外的任何一个时刻。
The reality of life is always now.
生命的真相，生命的现实总是在当下，当下此刻的。
And so, Ajahn Mill, he's making a commitment to not live in the illusion anymore.
因此阿加米勒就在这里做许下一个坚定长久的承诺，他就再也不想活在这个幻觉之中了。
Yeah, he says these false allurements that are appearing in the mind, I'm not going to believe in that anymore. I don't believe it. It's not true.
他就说到这些感官享乐的诱饵，它就是出现在我的心理当中的，而我不想再认同于这些诱饵了，不想再认同于自己的心意了。
Yes, my being of consciousness, that's the truth.
而只有我的这个知觉存在才是真相。
But I can only experience that right now.
但是我却只能在当下此刻体验到我的存在的真相。
And that life is coming from the source of life, Krishna.
而我的生命就来源于我的生命的源头 Krishna.
So he says, that's what I will identify, that's the truth.
所以他就在这里说到，这才是真相。
I will no longer identify with the mind and the body.
我不再去认同于我的心意和躯体了。
He says, I will give up this false conception of I and mine.
他就在这里说到，我要放弃我的和我和我的这些虚假的概念。
I am the real I exists now.
这种我是这个真正的我只存在于当下此刻。
And it only exists because of God.
而我是之所以是存在的，是因为神才神。
So God exists.I exist only because God exists.
我存在是因为神存在。
So he says, I'm fixing my mind on that.
然后他就说到，我就要全神贯注于这一点。
On the reality that Krishna is the source of my life, that's the truth.
而 Krishna 就是我生命的源头，这个就是真相，这个就是现实。
So Prabhupada says, if we are going to awaken and develop in Krishna consciousness, the first necessity is to become freed of the bodily conception of life.
The first what?
Necessity is to become freed of the bodily conception of life.
所以帕帕就说到，我们如果想要觉醒，想要发展出 Krishna 知觉，那么首先要做到的第一个必要的事情，就是要从这个躯体化的概念当中解脱出来。
Yeah, we have to give up, you know, lamenting the past and hankering for future happiness, seeking enlightenment in the future. We have to give that up.
而我们就必须要放下对于过往故事的这种悲叹，并且想要在未来去寻求幸福，或者是想要在未来去寻求这种顿悟开悟的这样这些愿望，这些状态，这些等等。
Yeah, we have to become what Krishna says is Atmavan. We have to be situated in the self, not in the mind.
我们就必须要变得像 Krishna 所描述的、所称道的，叫做 Atmavan， 也就是稳处于自我之中，而不是稳处于心意之中。
Yeah, in this way, instead of identifying with the mind,we become the observer of the mind.
那么以这样的方式，我们就不再是认同于心意，而是成为了心意的观察者。
And then by observing the mind, we master the mind.
而当我们能得以观察心意的时候，我们就会成为心意的主人。
And we direct it to the lotus feet of Krishna in the form of his name.
我们就把心意导向为 Krishna。导向为 Krishna 的莲花主，也就是他的圣灵。
So this is necessary in order to come to the stage of pure chanting.
而这是非常必要的，我们才能到达这个纯粹的念诵阶段。
And it's a conscious choice we make.
并且是我们做出的一个有觉知的选择。
Ajamil, he's making a conscious choice of how he wants to live his life now.
阿加米勒现在就做出了一个有觉知的选择，选择他想要怎样过他的人生。
Prabhupada, he says in the purport that we also have to make this conscious choice.
而帕拉帕也在要旨当中说到，我们也必须要做出这个有觉知的选择。
He says, we have to choose to chant the holy name.
他说我们就必须要做出选择，来选择念诵圣名。
And at the same time, keep ourselves freed from the contaminations of the material world.
并且同时的话呢，还让我们自己免于受到这个物质世界的污染。
Right, we have to choose to avoid lusty desires for illicit sex.
我们必须要做出选择来避免自己对于这种非法性行为的色欲。
Otherwise, we're just pretenders.
否则的话，我们就只不过是假装者、伪装者而已。
Right, Krishna says, if you control your senses, but you contemplate the sense objects, then you're just pretending.
Krishna 就说过，如果你在控制你的感官，但同时却在冥想着，却在想着这个感官对象，那么你只是一个伪装者、假装者而已。
Yeah, so we cannot contemplate the objects of the senses, you know, for the man meditating on the body of a woman or vice versa.
因此我们不应该去沉思去冥想着这个感官对象，比如说对于男性来说，就是在控制感官的同时却还想着女人的躯体，那么同样的对于女性来说也是如此。
Yeah, so we have to give up the mental we have to give up focusing our mental attention on illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. We have to not meditate on these things or, think about them.
Okay. 因此我们必须要放下自己把这种心意的这种关注都放在这些非法性行为啊，吃肉、喝酒、赌博等等，也就是说我们应该放下去冥想这些事情，或者是放下去思考这些事情。
And that also that means avoiding the association of people that their goal in life is to have these things. We'll be influenced.
Or why the influence?
We will be influenced by people also after these things.
并且同时的话呢，我们应该放下与这样把这些事情当作人生目标的这些人，然后不要和他们联谊，因为我们会受到这种人的影响。
Yeah, so you see, we have to have a strong intention to live in the truth and avoid the illusion.
因此这意味着我们就需要有强大的意图，想要活在真相之中，而不是活在幻觉之中。
So we make this clear commitment of what we want and what we don't want.
因此我们做出这样一个非常清晰的一个承诺，什么是我们想要的，什么是我们不想要的。
We want to accept what is favorable for awakening our devotion to Krishna, and we want to reject what is unfavorable.
我们想要去接受对于唤醒对 Krishna 的奉爱之情的有利的事物，而避免拒绝那些对于唤醒 Krishna 的奉爱之情的不利的事物。
No, this is not just a one-time decision.
但同时要说的是，这并不是我们只做出一次只用做一次决定，做完以后一辈子都有效的这样一种事情，不是这样的。
It's a constant choice that we have to make. There's no one time.
而是我们必须要持续不断的做出的这样一种决定。
Because we have free will.
因为我们每个人都有自由意志。
So every moment we have the choice to live in the mind or to live in the truth that is now.
我们在每一刻都有一个选择，是要活在生命的真相之中，还是要活在这个心意的虚幻之中。
It doesn't mean that we stop thinking.
但这并不意味着我们就停止思考。
It doesn't mean we don't have memories.
这并不意味着我们就连记忆都没有了。
And future imaginings.
然后我们连未来也不要去想象去思考一下。
No, we still have this mind, we still have this body.
不是这样的，我们依然还有这个心意和这个躯体。
But now we're the watcher of it. We don't identify with it anymore. We don't think that it's real.
而现在我们不再去认同于这个心意和躯体，我们现在是观察着心意和躯体，知晓这个心意当中的一切都是虚幻的。
So this is, you know, the first, you know, this is how we come to steadiness in bhakti, steadiness in chanting.
而这就是我们进入到稳定阶段，稳定休息，进入到稳定的念诵的方式。
Yeah, so our ultimate goal is ecstatic love for Krishna, but first we have to understand we're not the mind and the body and become steady.
我们的终极目标就是能够唤醒对于 Krishna 的狂喜之爱，但是首先的话呢，我们应该要明白自己并不是这个躯体，并不是这个心意，这样我们才能到达这种稳定阶段。
And then we become peaceful and happy and satisfied within.
As satisfied with what?
Satisfied within ourselves.
而后我们才会在内在之中感到平和，感到快乐，感到喜悦。
We see life's everything. Krishna's already given us everything.
我们就会看到 Krishna 已经给予了我们所有的一切。
And then we think, well, how can I serve you, Krishna? You've already given me everything.
而后我们就会真正的去想 ，Krishna， 我应该怎样来服务您呢？您都已经给予了我所有的一切了。
Yeah, so we chant the holy name without any expectation. Already, we're already grateful.
而此时我们就是不带着任何期望来念诵圣名的。我们本来就已经具有了这么多的事物，具有了一切。我们本来此时的话就会有这种感恩的心情。
So I will repeat the last sentence of the purport. Prabhupada says the first necessity is to become freed from the bodily concept of life.
我现在再重复一下今天这个要旨当中的最后一句话，帕帕就说到，我们第一项必须做到的事情就是要从躯体化的生命概念当中解脱出来。
Yeah, so that's really the basics of chanting the holy name.
可以说这真的就是念诵圣名的基础所在。
What I mean by basics is I mean This is the beginning level of chanting.
而我在这里提到的基础二字的意思就是说这是念诵的初始状态，初始阶段。
Yeah, Chaito Dharpana Marjana.
Chaito Dharpana Marjana.
Yeah, the first thing that happens is we're purified of identification with the mind and the body.
所以说第一个发生的状态那就是我们从对心意和躯体的这个认同当中解脱了，进化了出来。
But for, in order for this to occur, it takes determination and you have to choose it, you have to clearly choose it.
但是要想发生这样的状态，也就是说要想能够从这种对躯体化的概念当中解脱出来的话，我们首先就要有极大的决心，我们要能够清楚地做出这样的一个选择。
In fact, it's one of the 10 offenses to be avoided in chanting. It's the 10th offense.
实际上这就是我们应该避免的十项冒犯当中的第十项冒犯。
We discussed this quite a bit when I was in Chengdu the last day.
我的今年上半年在成都最后一天跟大家联谊的时候是 专门谈论过这一块的。
We studied Prabhupada's definition of the ten offense in chanting.
我们当时一起学习了帕帕对于十项冒犯的定义。
It's a little bit different than what we have in the ISKCON handbook.
而帕帕对于十项冒犯的定义的话呢，和我们这个一般手里面拿的这个伊斯康的小册子，就是对于十项冒犯的定义是有点不太一样的描述的。
Yeah, there's a purport. Prabhupada talks about in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and in that purport, he defines the ten offenses.
在永和主台单量经当中的一个要旨当中，帕帕就定义了十项冒犯。
I'm trying to remember where that purport was. Do you remember, Narayani?
我还记不记得是哪个？
Let's see, that was in, okay, I have to look it up. I have it in my notes here, but I was just trying to remember it off the top of my head.
不如现在找一找。
Yes, I'd like to say that my poor memory is due to old age, but I've always had a poor memory.
就是说，我想说，这个记忆不好，就是因为年纪大了。但是的话，我总是一直以来记忆都不好。
Let's see, so Bhakti Lata. I think it's in the Adi Lila. Okay, stay present.Don't fall asleep.
大家别睡着了啊。
I found it. Okay, it's in the, if any of the devotees want to look it up later, they can look up Adi Lila chapter 8, text 24.
Chapter 8, text 24. 所以如果大家课后要是想去看一看那个经典当中是怎么具体写的话呢，可以去看这个永恒的主财泰纳经当中阿迪利拉的第八章第二十四世节。
Yeah, in the 阿迪利拉, of course, Lord Chaitanya is speaking.
当然在阿迪利拉当中的话，这一节都是主财泰纳在说话。
And he says, Krishna nama kare aparadira vichara, Krishna balile aparada nirhaya vichara. He said, there are offenses to be considered when chanting the Hare Krishna mantra.
所以说这个诗节的这个译文就是在念诵 Hare Krishna 曼陀的时候需要考虑到冒犯。
He says, simply by chanting, therefore, one does not automatically become ecstatic.
仅仅只是念诵 Hare Krishna, 一个人是不可能变得狂喜的。
In other words, if you're chanting Hare Krishna, but you're committing the offenses, then you won't awaken spiritually, and you won't be able to perceive the presence of Krishna in the holy name.
所以说换言之这个师节主差他娘就在说如果你只是念诵 Hare Krishna 曼陀但同时的话呢你却在犯下冒犯那么这样你是无法在灵性上得以觉醒你也无法能够感知到 Krishna 临在于他的圣名之中的。
So in the purport, Prabhupada defines each of the ten offenses, he gives an explanation. It's slightly different than what you find in the ISKCON prayer book.
而在这个诗节的要旨当中，帕帕就定义了十项冒犯，但他在这个当中的定义的这个用的语言的表达和我们一般就是手里面拿到的这个伊斯康的小册子对于十项冒犯的定义的表达有一点点不太一样。
For example, in the definition that's in the Padma Purana, that's what's in the ISKCON songbook.
而这个我们的这个歌曲本里面的这个定义是来自于 Padma Purana 这个莲花网誓书的。
And that says it's an offense to maintain material attachments even after understanding so many instructions on this matter.
所以说那当中就写到，就说即使是理解了这么多的这个哲学上的要义，但是还依然维系着物质的这种依附，那么这就是一种冒犯。
And it also says it's an offense to be inattentive while chanting.
并且也说到，就是说不专注的冒犯，不专注的念诵也是一种冒犯。
Now, Prabhupada's explanation in the Chaitanya Charitamrita is a little bit more specific and therefore, I think, more helpful.
而帕帕在这个 Chaitanya Charitamrita 当中的定义的话呢，要更具体一些，因此的话，我觉得是更加有帮助我们明白这一块。
Prabhupada says, if one has heard the glories of the transcendental holy name of the Lord.
而帕帕就在这里说到，如果一个人聆听了主的圣名
，But he continues a materialistic concept of life, thinking I am this body, and everything belonging to this body is mine. That's an offense.
I see it in the purport last paragraph.
Okay.
那么这个要旨当中的最后一段，就是如果一个人已经聆听了主的超然的圣名的荣耀，但是却依然继续维系着对于人生的物质化的概念，认为我就是这具躯体，所有属于这具躯体的一切事物都是我的，那么这就是一种冒犯。
So We have a certain story, a self-image.
我们都有这样一个人生故事，都有对于自己的这样一种概念，一种形象。
So our story is everything we remember from the past and everything we imagine in the future. That's our story. That's our false concept of self.
而我们的人生故事就是我们在过往所发生在我们身上的所有的一切，以及我们对于未来所期望、所幻想、所怎样怎样的一切，我们的人生故事就是由这些构成的。然后就是我们心意当中对于自我的这个虚假的意识、虚假的概念。
That's our material concept of life.
这就是我们对于人生的这个物质化的概念。
How do we maintain it?
那我们是怎么样维系这个对于人生的物质化的概念的呢？
Right, unconsciously thinking.
那就是通过无意识的或者叫做毫未察觉的去思考过去和未来，然后以这样的方式来维系对于人生的物质化的概念的。
Now, of course, for most people, even devotees, that's 100% of the time. 100% of the time.
当然这种对于大多数人甚至对于奉献者来说也是如此，就是可以说人生的100%的时间都是用来思考这个过去和未来的。
Now, if you're chanting Hare Krishna,
而现在如果你在念诵 Hare Krishna,
but you're actually just thinking of some past memory, what's something that happened recently,
而如果你在念诵的过程当中实际上却在想着过去发生的事情或者是最近发生的事儿。
Or you're imagining what will make you happy in the future.
或者你在想象着未来得到什么东西做到什么事情来让自己快乐幸福。
Are you hearing the Hare Krishna mantra?
那此时的你是真的是聆听到了 Hare Krishna 曼陀了吗？
Or are you actually maintaining this false conception you have of yourself?
还是说你是在维系着对于你自己的这个虚假的概念呢？
Yeah, you see. So it's unrealistic to think that you're going to awaken as long as that's the quality of your chanting.
因此的话，如果这一直都是你的这个念诵的质量的话， 那么认为自己通过这样的念诵就能得以觉醒，那是非常不切实际的。
That's like pouring water on a fire.
这就像是在这个火上pouring water on the fire. 这就是像是在火上浇水一样。
Right, you want to start a fire.
你想升起一团火。
You want to awaken your love for Krishna.
想要唤醒对 Krishna 的爱。
But at the same time, you're not actually hearing the holy name. You're absorbed in the false concept you have of yourself by thinking about the past or imagining the future as you're chanting.
而这个时候的你的话却并没有真正的聆听到圣灵，只是沉浸在这个对于你自己的这个虚假的概念之中。而方式是什么呢？方式就是通过不断的去思考过去和未来，然后完全认同于这些念头来做这些维系的。
So it's important to understand, you know, intellectually that you're not your mind and body.
当然很重要的是我们能够在智力上理解我们并不是这具躯体，不是这个心意。
That's important.
这是很重要的。
But it's more important or necessary that we actually put that into practice.
而更重要的是，或者叫做更必要的是，我们应该要把这样的一种理解投入到具体的练习实践之中。
Especially when we're chanting.
特别是在我们念诵的时候。
We do have to be present for the holy name when we're chanting.
我们在念诵的时候确实是要为圣名而临在的。
And making that effort to be present for Krishna when you're chanting is avoiding that tenth offense.
并且在念诵的时候为 Krishna 临在而临在做出这样的努力，那实际上就是在避免冒犯。
Yeah, to all keep returning to the sound of the name.
持续不断地让自己回到这个曼陀罗的声音上。
Yeah, our attention may wander off into the world of the mind, into the past and into the future.
可能时不时的我们的注意力就会漫游到这个心里的虚幻世界当中，然后又想着过去和未来了。
But as soon as we notice it,
但是一旦当我们注意到这个心走神了，
we come back to the sound of the holy name.
我们又再次的回到这个圣名的声音之中。
And Prabhupada, he calls that the reflective stage of chanting, or the clearing stage.
而帕帕就把这个阶段称作为叫做反思性的这个念诵阶段，或者叫做净化清除性的这个念诵阶段。
And then there's Chaito Dharpana Marjana.
而后就是 Chaito Dharpana Marjana.
Gradually we see, oh, I'm not the mind or the body, I'm the pure consciousness that's giving the mind and the body existence.
那么渐渐的我们就会看到自己并不是这具躯体，并不是这个心意，我们只是纯粹的知觉，而正是纯粹的知觉才给予了这个心意和躯体的存在。
I'm not the self-image, the story that's constantly being played in the mind. I'm the one watching it.
我并不是这个心意当中不断在上演着的这个虚假的自我形象，而我是这个虚假的自我形象的观察者。
So you know you're becoming free of identification when you're no longer lamenting the past or hankering for the future, that you're satisfied just to be a little spiritual spark at the feet of Krishna.
而当你没有在悲叹着过去，没有在幻想寄期望于未来，而你只是满足于satisfied with just to be one of Krishna's lotus feet.
A spiritual spark.
Oh, okay. 而仅仅只是满足于在 Krishna 的莲花足下的这样一个灵性的小火花，那么此时你就知道你已经从这个对于躯体的物质化概念当中解脱出来了。
Yeah, we're all little sparkies.
我们都是小小的灵性火花。
Little sparks of life.
啊
little sparks of life.
就是这个生命的小小火花。
Can't be created, can't be destroyed.
无法被创造，也无法被毁灭的小火花。
Eternally connected.
并且永恒的与主相连接的小火花。
Yeah, that's not something that we're going to become in the future. It's something we already are.
而这并不是我们要未来成为的这样一个小火花，而我们本来就已经是的这样一个小火花。
But we'll never find it in the mind. It's only revealed in the present.
但是我们永远都不可能在心意当中找到这样的一种永恒的状态的。我们只能在当下此刻被揭示。
Yeah, so when we take up the chanting of the holy name in earnest and also in seriously.
When we take up chanting
earnestly, seriously.
Oh, okay, I see. 因此当我们能够真正热切的并且严肃的开始念诵。
And we're just there to hear the name.
我们只是在那里去聆听圣灵而已。
So Prabhupada says that if you're actually hearing the name, two things are going on.
而帕帕说，如果你真的是听到圣名的话，那么实际上此时在发生着两件事。
You're hearing the name.
第一个就是你在听到圣名。
And you're aware of yourself as the hearer, as the listener.
而第二个就是你能觉知到你自己是作为圣名的聆听者。就在这里。
In other words, there's a sound of the name and self-awareness, and I'm here hearing the name.
所以说换言之，这就是你既能听到声音，圣名的声音，同时的话呢，你还有一种自我觉知，我就在这里，我在听着圣名。
And of course, we're going to become lost in the mind.
当然，我们肯定会变得迷失在心意之中的。
Because we're human beings, we have the gift of self-awareness.
但是由于我们是人类，我们有被赋予了这样一个自我觉知的礼物。
We make a conscious choice to come bring our attention back to the name.
我们就可以做出一个有觉知的选择，来把注意力再次放到圣名之上。
And this is very pleasing to Krishna.
而这对于 Krishna 来说是非常能够取悦他的。
And he definitely helps such a sincere soul to awaken.
他肯定会帮助这样一个真诚的灵魂来觉醒的。
So then all of the stages of chanting, all the progressive stages of chanting that Lord Chaitanya has talked about will unfold one after the other.
而后的话呢，主柴塔尼亚曾经所提到的这个关于念诵的整个的一个进展性的所有阶段，就会逐一的一一展开了。
Yeah, so the first stage is Chaito Darpana Marjanam, to say that I'm not the mind or the body, I'm the one looking at it.
而第一个阶段就是 Chaito Darpana Marjanam, 去看到我不是这个心意和躯体，而我是看着心意和躯体的知觉。
And this is what Ajamil means when he says, "I've become fixed in the absolute truth."
而这就是阿加米勒在今天的这个师节当中所说的，我现在变得专注于绝对真理，他的这句话的本意了。
That's the truth.That's knowledge, Krishna says, to know that you're not the mind or the body, you're the knower of the mind and body. That's Krishna's definition of knowledge.
而这就是真理，或者叫真相，而这就是知识，这就是 Krishna 所说的。当我们知道我们不是这个躯体和心意，而我们是躯体和心意的知晓者的时候，这就是知识。
Yeah, so from presence, from that realization,arises the next stage in chanting.
所以说从这个临在，从这种知觉状态当中，也就揭示了the next stage of chanting.
Yeah.
也就揭示了念诵的第二个阶段了。
Which Lord Chaitanya says is Maha Devagne Nirvapanam, which means Maha is great.
然后这就是主禅他俩曾经说的这样一句话，第一个词儿叫 Maha， 也就是伟大的意思。
And Devagni is great fire.
Devagni， 然后第二个词的意思就是火焰。
Yeah, the great fire of suffering.
这个受苦的伟大的火焰。
Nirvana is extinguished.
然后就被熄灭了。
Right, so you no longer lament the past or the future. It's not me, I don't care, it doesn't matter.
然后此时你就没有再去悲叹过去和未来了。然后你就已经知道，我都不在乎了，这根本就不是我。
I'm not my story. I'm an eternal being.
我不是我的故事，而我是永恒的存在。
The simple truth lies only now.
而这个简单的真理、简单的真相，就只存在于当下此刻。
Oh, I surrender to that. That's what's real.
我臣服于这个真理，因为只有这个才是真正的。
And then the next stage.
然后接下来的一个阶段。
And then the next stage.
然后又是下一个阶段。
Until finally, pure love for Krishna. Ecstatic love.
直到最后就是对于 Krishna 的纯粹的爱，这种狂喜的爱。
Yeah, so we see that, you know, all along the way, we have to make these conscious choices like Ajamil is making here.
因此我们就能看到在整个的这一条道路上我们都必须做出有觉知的选择，就像阿扎米勒这样。
Right, we're choosing the truth, giving up the illusion.
我们在选择真相，放下幻觉。
But Prabhupada says the first necessity is to become free of the bodily conception of life.
而帕帕就在要旨当中最后那句话所说到，首先第一必要的事情，那就是要从对躯体化的概念当中解脱出来。
And I don't mean intellectually, but by direct experience.
而我是说，并不是靠这个智力上的理解，而是直接的体验。
But if we follow the prescription that Srila Prabhupada has given us,this happens. The realizations will come.
而如果我们按照帕帕所给予的训示来，那么这样的理解、这样的觉悟就会到来。
Yes, so we chant 16 rounds, giving up the bodily conception of life, chanting attentively, and following the four regulated principles.
因此我们念诵十六篇，遵循四项规范原则，放弃对于躯体的这个物质化概念，并且专注的念诵。
And so really, we're reading here that this is the path that Ajamil is also followed. We're following in the footsteps of Ajamil.
因此我们今天在这里读到的，那么阿扎米勒也是走在同一条这样的一条道路上。而我们就在追随着阿扎米勒的脚步。
Yeah, we're all little Ajamils.
我们都是一个个小小的阿扎米勒。
We've been saved by the Vishnu Duta in the form of Srila Prabhupada.
我们都被以帕帕的这个形式所展现出来的，这个叫做Vishnu Duta 们给拯救了。
Good job, Narayani. Okay, I've spoken a little too long today. I'll leave it open for questions or comments.
今天我讲的有点久了，所以现在留出时间来回答大家的问题。I think there are quite some questions. Okay, 我们来一起看一看刚才大家问的问题。第一个 Rajendra Prabhu 问的。我看看是不是Rajendra，对，是Rajendra Prabhu问的。感谢帕布和翻译，文处自我之中的活动是什么？如何恒常文处？谢谢您甜美的回答。So Rajendra Prabhu is asking that you are mentioning to be situated in the self, and then what's the activities of being situated in the self, how to internally or permanently situated in the self?
Well, permanently situated in the self is just an idea.
恒常的稳处于自我之中，实际上这只是一个想法，一个念头而已。
Actually, we're always in the self. We just, do we know it or not?
实际上我们一直都是在自我之中的，只不过是我们知道不知道自己是不是在自我之中而已。
Right, like sometimes we're asleep and sometimes we're awake.
这就像是有时我们在睡觉，而有时我们是醒着的一样。
So once, you know, when you're sleeping,
那么当你在睡觉的时候，
you really don't have a choice to wake up.
当你在睡着的时候，你有没有选择能够让自己醒过来呢？
But then you come to a point where you're not in deep sleep anymore.
但是在睡眠进行的过程当中，你会到达这样一个点，就是已经将醒未醒的时候，那么此时你都已经无法再继续睡下去了。
And consciousness has come to the surface, you know, where you're no longer dreaming and you're just ready, you know, for the light to switch on.
此时你的知觉都已经到达了这个表面，这个时候你都已经没有办法再继续做梦了，然后就马上就要等着这个，就是这个开关被打开，灯亮起来。
Yeah, so you're kind of like this in-between state where at this point you can choose to wake up and get out of bed or to stay there and go back to sleep.
而你此时的话你就处于这样一种中间状态，你可以做出选择，是要起床开灯然后洗漱呢，还是说继续回去睡觉。
So you choose to wake up.
所以说你选择让自己醒过来。
So, we always have this choice to wake up or go back to sleep.
所以说我们总是有这样一个选择，是要让自己醒过来呢，还是继续睡？
So, you can only understand that you've been sleeping once you're awake. You can't understand that you're asleep when you're asleep, right?
所以说你只能在你醒了以后你才能够明白，我刚才我一直在睡觉呢，而你是不可能在睡觉的时候能够明白你是在睡觉，是吧？
Yeah, so when you choose to hear the holy name,
因此当你做出选择让自己聆听圣名，
and you know that you're hearing it,
并且你知道你是在聆听着圣名的，
you're not in the mind.
此时你就没有在心意之中。
You're not in your false concept of self that exists in the mind.
就没有处于这个存在于心意之中的虚假的自我概念之中。
You're just present.
你就只是临在而已。
You're aware that I am.
你觉知到我是，我在这儿。
That's being situated in the self, self-aware.
这就是稳处于自我之中，而这就是自我觉知。
Once you know that, you can see the difference between being situated in the mind and situated in the self.
而一旦当你知晓了这一点，你就能够明白稳处于心意之中和稳处于自我之中这二者之间的区别了。
And it's a direct experience.
而这是一种直接的体验。
If I ask you, do you exist? You'll say, yes, I do.
如果我要问你，你是不是存在着呢？你肯定会说，我是，我存在，对吧？
It's just a simple knowing.
就只是一种简单的知晓而已。
But there's no thought.
而这简单的知晓当中是没有念头的。
And if you do have a thought,
而如果你确实有一个念头，
Then I would ask, who knows the thought?
那我会问你，那是谁知晓这个念头呢？
Who's aware of it?
是谁在觉知到这个念头的呢？
There's just a silent I am.
就只是一种寂静沉默的我是。
Yeah, so that's the beginning of awakening.
所以说这就是觉醒的初始阶段。
You can say that, you know, first we understand what we're not before we fully understand what we are.
可以说就是我们首先知道自己不是什么，明白自己不是什么，而后我们才能明白自己是什么。
Just like when Brahma awoke, he realized that he was a gopi.
Well, when Brahma awoke, he realizes he was a gopi.
Yeah.
Oh, 这就像是当Brahma 当他醒过来的以后，他就知道他原来是一个 gopi。
Now, Brahma, when he awoke, he went directly from "I'm not this body" to the bhava stage.
当然，就是当 Brahma 醒过来以后，他直接从这个我不是这个躯体的阶段，马上就跳入到了这个 bhava 的阶段。
But even still, he mentions, he says, the details of his swarup were not revealed to him yet.
哦，但他还是说到，就是他的这个 swarup 的这个形体的细节还是没有向他揭示的。
Yeah, so there's different levels of self-realization, right?
因此自我觉悟，这个自我觉悟是有不同的阶段的。
So the very first recognition is that I am.
而这个第一个阶段，这个第一个阶段就是sorry, Guru Maharaj, the very first recognition.
The very first self-realization, the very first level is that I exist, I am, but I'm not the mind or the body.
Oh, 而这个自我觉悟的第一个阶段，那就是我有自我觉知，我明白，我体验到此刻我就在这儿，我存在于这儿，而我不是这个躯体和心意。
Right, if I ask you if you exist, there, you're certain.There's complete certainty beyond all thought that you exist. But you don't know anything more than that.
如果我问你，你是不是存在着呢？那你肯定是百分百的，完完全全的能够确定我是存在的，你是存在的。这当中是完全超越了念头，超越了思维的。
Yeah. And then everything else that comes after that, it's all...You know, revelation by Krishna, by the internal energy.
Internal energy. 而在此之后，所有其他的一切都是 Krishna 向你一一揭示的，这就是他的内部能量。
Yeah, so when we can say I am, and that I belong to Krishna, that's being situated in the self.
当我们能够说我是我存在我属于 Krishna 的时候，那这就是稳处于自我之中了。
And you see, I'm not the thought, I'm the knower of the thought. And you're situated in the self.
你此时就会看到，我不是这个心意和躯体，而我是心意和躯体的观察者，我就处于自我之中。
But if you become absorbed in the movie that's being played in your head.
但是如果你沉浸在这个你脑海里上演着的电影故事里面
Now you're in the mind.
那此时你就是在心里之中了。
See, actually you can never leave yourself, but you become unconscious of yourself, so it's like you're not situated in the self.
It's like, 实际上的话你从来都没有离开过自我。只是在这种状态下的时候，你就没有再觉知到自我了，因此这就像是没有稳处于自我之中一样。
Right, it's like you have a diamond and you put it in your pocket, and you forget that you have it. Actually, you have it. You've never lost it, but if you forget that you have it, then it's like you don't have it.
这就像是假如你有一颗钻石，你把钻石放在你的这个。裤包里面，但是你却完全忘了自己这个衣服里面有一颗钻石，然后但你一直都有，只是你忘记了这个你有一颗钻石，于是这感觉就像是你从来都没有有一颗钻石一样。
So we've always been an individual self. We've always been part of Krishna, but when we're not aware of it, then it's like we don't have it.
OK, 因此我们一直都是稳处于这个个体的自我之中的，我们一直都是 Krishna 的一部分，但是当我们没有觉知到这种真正的状态的时候，我们就觉得好像自己并没有是这种 Krishna 的一部分而已。
So once you're a little bit present, you know it. Then you can see the difference between your false self and your real self, even though you don't know much about your real self.
OK, 那么因此一旦当你有一些临在的时候，你就能够感受到这二者之间的区别，这种虚假的自我和真实的自我，这二者之间的区别，即使这个时候你还并没有太多的了解你的真实的自我。
But once you know that, you can stay awake. You just keep choosing it.
而一旦你知晓了这一点，你就可以一直做出选择来让自己保持这种状态。
Right, you become lost in the mind, you realize it. Oh, I was lost in the mind. And you come back to the reality of life now.
如果你迷失在心意之中，然后你意识到自己刚才迷失在心意之中了，那你再把注意力拉回到当下而已，然后意识到自己迷失。
To live in the reality or to live in the illusion,There's always this choice, so there's no permanent, you know, awakened state.
由于我在这个幻觉之中，因此的话呢，就没有一种很久的稳处于自我之中的这样一种状态，因为需要时时刻刻的做出选择。
But once you know the difference between Maya and Krishna, then why choose, you know,Why are you going to choose Maya anymore? You've already done that.
而一旦你知晓了 Maya 和 Krishna 之间的区别，那你为什么还会继续去选择 Maya 呢？因为你都已经选择 Maya 选择了太久了。
But you always have a choice.
但是你总是有选择的。
That's Krishna's mercy.
而这就是 Krishna 的仁慈了。
Otherwise, there would be no love.
否则的话，这当中就没有爱的存在了。
Okay, I think I've rambled on enough.
就是说，我觉得我自己已经说话说了太多了。看下一个问题，达拉 Killing 妈她姐问的，
感谢，
因为感谢咕噜和翻译，请问大家对马哈巴拉讲，在片刻的觉知中过日子，在生命的最后时刻会发生什么呢？我们如果想着那一刻会发生什么，是不是就算是处于对未来的幻境中呀？在片刻的觉知中过日子，什么叫在片刻的觉知中过日子呢？那我就直接翻译了，应该是 momentary awareness 对吧？我觉得这是亲爱的你问的，你是这个意思对吧？So Dala Kili is asking that to live my life with momentary awareness, what's going to happen at the end of my life if we think about that moment, what's going to happen at that moment? Does this count as the imagining of the future?
Yeah, in order to, the past is gone and the future hasn't arrived.
是的，过去都已经过去了，而未来还没有到来。
We can only be conscious of life now.
而我们只能在现在的这一刻觉知到自己的生命。
We can't become conscious of the past, we can only remember it.
我们无法觉知到过去，我们只能记忆起过去而已。
And we can't become conscious of the future, we can only imagine it.
而我们也不能觉知到未来，我们只能想象未来。
Yeah, so actually when we're present, when we're awake, we're really in a state of innocence.
实际上当我们真正临在，当我们在当下此刻觉醒的时候，我们是处于一种天真的状态的。
We're in a state of surrender to Krishna.
处于这种对 Krishna 的臣服的状态。
Yeah, we trust.
我们信任。
Like a baby trusting its mother.
就像一个小婴儿信任他的妈妈一样。
So the only reason we are panicked, you know, to know the future is because we don't trust Krishna.
而我们之所以 当一想到未来就会感到一种惊恐惊慌的话，这个原因是由于我们不信任 Krishna。
And because we don't know our true self.
而由于我们不知道真正的自我。
As you settle into presence, you experience that consciousness isn't coming or going.
As you settle in presence, you
experience that consciousness itself doesn't come or go.
而随着你开始稳处于临在的状态之中，你就会感受到你的知觉并不是来了又走。
Thoughts come and go.
念头是来了又走的。
But that which knows the thought is always here, always now.
但是这个知晓念头的这个知觉却总是在这里，从来没有出现过又消失。
So you begin to directly experience and understand your permanent, unchanging, eternal nature.
Changing, eternal. 而这样你就能够直接的去体验到你的不变的永恒的本质本性。
So then all fear dissolves. Fear only arises when you go into the mind.Imagining the future.
而只有当你进入到心灵之中，在想象未来的时候，恐惧就出现了。
But if you're present, you're situated in the self, there's no fear. What is there to fear?
但是如果你是临在的话，那又有什么好恐惧的呢？恐惧又在哪儿呢？
You're an eternal being. Nothing can happen to you.
你是一个永恒的存在，什么都不可能发生在你身上的。
Krishna is your maintainer and protector.
Krishna 就是你的维系者和保护者。
Yeah, so really, being present is a state of surrender to Krishna, fully trusting the Lord.
因此真的就是这种处于临在的状态，那就是对于 Krishna 的臣服的状态，完完全全的信任 Krishna 的状态。
What is there to fear for someone who can't be born and who can never die?
可以 repeat 更慢。
What is there to fear? If you understand that you're never born and you never die.
而如果你能明白，你从未出生，也从不会死亡，那又有什么好恐惧的呢？
So we can only experience that now. We can't.Experience that in the mind.
但是我们只能在当下此刻体验到自己从未出生从未死亡，而是不可能在心灵当中能体验到这一块的。
Yeah, so when we're present, we're situated in the self, and when we go into the mind, we imagine, that we're somewhere else, like in the future or in the past, and that's the source of fear.
Social fear. 因此当我们临在的时候，我们就是稳处于自我之中，而当我们在心意之中的时候，我们就想象着自己是另外的一个人，这个过去是一个怎样的人，未来又是怎样怎样，而这就是恐惧的源头。
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Okay, 我们来看下一个问题。Shama Kripa Mataji 问的问题，顶拜 Guru Day， 感谢翻译。想代问的问题哦，在十讲里有提到，当承担责任时，你会觉得自己是非常强大的。承担责任是拥有很高的自尊的基础。我们应该如何更好的理解承担责任是拥有很高的自尊的基础呢 ？Okay, so Shama Kripa Mataji here is offering her obeisances and she is asking on behalf of someone else. In the 10 lectures, you have mentioned that when we take responsibilities, we will feel that we are very powerful. And to shoulder responsibility is the basis of having high self-esteem. So how can we better understandto shoulder responsibility is the basis of having high self-esteem.
Well, taking responsibility just means that our inner world, our happiness, or our unhappiness is not caused by anything outside of ourselves.
Anything outside? Not okay. 承担责任这个短语的意思是在说我们内心世界的状态，我们所有的快乐和不快乐、痛苦，那都不是由外界所引起的，而都是来源于我们的内在。
Yeah, so we're not disturbed by what happens to us in life. We're disturbed by the thoughts we have about what happens to us.
我们并不是被外在所发生的事情所打扰，而我们是被关于外在所发生的事情的念头所打扰的。
Yeah, so if somebody praises us,
而且如果有个
If somebody praises us, we feel happy.
如果有人表扬我们，我们是不是就会感到很开心？
And we think, I'm happy because of them.
然后我们就会想，哦，我这么开心是因为这个人表扬了我。
If somebody criticizes us,
而如果有人要是批评了我们，
And we feel unhappy.
那就会感到不快乐。
And we think, I'm unhappy because of them.
我们就会想，我之所以这么不开心，都是由于这个人。
So my happiness is in their power. It's not under my power.
因此，我的快乐与不快乐就是处于那个人的手中的，而并不是处于我的这个掌控之中。
But when we realize the truth,
但是如果我们能领悟到这个真相，这个真相。
Our feeling of happiness or unhappiness is coming from our thoughts, our own thoughts about what we think about ourselves and others.
而这个真相就是我们的所有的感受，快乐和不快乐的感受，那都是来自于我们的念头，而这个念头就是我们对于自己是怎么看的，我们对于别人是怎么看的这些念头。
And then we see that it's just the false image of ourselves that's happy or unhappy. It's not the real self.
然后我们就会看到，这个是我们的关于自己的虚假的形象，虚假的这个形象是快乐和不快乐，而并不是真正的自我快乐或者不快乐。
Yeah, so then, just like Krishna, you know, teaches, you know, we're not moved by praise.Or blame.
那么此时就会像 Krishna 所说的那样，我们不会因为别人的赞誉或者是诋毁而受到任何的这种干扰、打扰或者是触动。
So that's taking responsibility for your inner world.
而这就叫做为你的内心世界承担起责任。
Our happiness is within our own hands. It's not, you know, we're not victims.
我们的幸福快乐是处于我们的双手之中的，而我们不是受害者。
Yeah, so real healthy, you know, real self-esteem comes from the realization of your true self and your, what your value actually is.
What your value is means your true value.
Yes.
所以说真正的自尊是来自于我们对于真正的自我的觉悟，我们能够真正的明白自己所拥有的真实的价值。
Yeah, so your real value is not based on the false conception you have of yourself, but the realization of your true self.
因此我们真实的价值并不是基于我们对于自我的虚假的概念，而是基于我们对真实的自我的觉悟的。
And so that, you know, our false conception of ourselves, we base our value on what we do, not on what we are.
而我们对于自我的虚假的概念，不外乎都是我们对于自己做什么，我们的行为行动是基于这些的，却并不是基于我们的存在，我们是什么什么的。
Right. If you're a sweeper in the street, you don't have much value. What you do is not very valuable.
假如你是一个街道清洁工，那可能 你就觉得自己没什么太大的价值，因为我做的事情扫大街，这个有什么价值呢？
But if you're a rich CEO, then, oh, you're very valuable.
嗯，而如果你是一个很有钱的一个 CEO, 很有钱的一个老总的话，然后这个时候我就超级有身，这个叫身价倍增那种，嗯。
Both are just temporary material designations that ultimately don't even have any reality.
而这两者都不外乎只是物质的名号而已，这种很短暂的物质的名号，其本质的话都没有任何的真相，没有任何的现实。
The real value is the life, the eternal consciousness that doesn't come or go.
而真正的真相现实就来自于我们所拥有的生命是不会出现的又消失，这是永恒存在的。
Yeah, so real self-esteem is based on the reality of life and the false sense of, you know, self-esteem is generated from the illusion, material illusion.
嗯，因此真正的自尊是基于对于生命的真相，对于生命的现实的觉悟之上的，而虚假的这个自尊则是来源于sorry Gurmaraj, you mean the false self-esteem or false
self-esteem? Most people consider self-esteem is just based on you know, the illusory concept of oneself.
I see. 而大多数人所拥有的这种虚假的自尊，而大多数人所拥有的自尊的话，不外乎是这个物质的这些幻觉，这个对于自我的虚假概念所形成的而已。
Yeah, so real self-esteem is I'm the eternal servant of Krishna.
真正的自尊是我是 Krishna 的永恒的仆人。
And then the false self-esteem is based on the mind and the body.
而虚假的自尊的话呢，只是基于心意和躯体而产生的。
Which has ultimately no reality, no substance.
嗯，而这种虚假的自尊的话呢，从根本来看，最终来看是没有现实，没有任何的这种实质的。
Yeah, everyone who praises us or blames us will disappear, and so will we.
每一个表扬我们或者诋毁我们的人，最终都会消失，我们也是如此。
Yeah, but we're so concerned about it. You know,
但是我们却如此在意别人是表扬还是诋毁。
The sky is falling.
嗯，这天都塌下来了。
Okay, thank you, Sharma Kripa, for your question.
嗯，谢谢 Sharma Kripa 问的问题。Okay, next one. 下一个也是 Sharma Kripa Maharaj问的。关于心意，我想问，产生心意的相应器官是哪个呢？是心的器官吗？我的心意怎么感觉不是心的部位产生的呢？好像是腹部产生的。So also I think she's asking another person, on behalf of another person. Regarding the mind, I want to ask, what is the organ that produces the mind? Is a heart organ that produces the mind? How come I feel that my mind is not produced by my heart, but actually produced by my abdomen?
Oh, well, if you read Bhagavad Gita chapter 7, verse 4, you'll get more clear understanding of the material energy.
嗯，如果你要是阅读《博迦梵歌》的第七章第四师节，那你就会对于物质能量会有一个更清晰的理解。
Of course, the mind can't even understand it because it's part of the material energy.
当然，心意是无法明白这一块的，因为心意也是物质能量的一部分。
But you can, you know, understand it conceptually.
不过的话，你可以在这个概念上来明白这一块。
So there's a gross and subtle body. They're both material.
What is both material?
They're both made of material energy. They're not conscious.
Oh, you mean the mind and body?
Yeah, it's like a machine.
Oh, 因此的话呢，心意和躯体就是这个粗糙的物质能量，就像是一台机器一样。
chapter 7, verse 4, Krishna gives the 8 divisions of the material energy.
在博迦梵歌的第七章第四十节 ，Krishna 就谈到了这个有八个元素所构成的物质能量。
Bhumarapanalo vayu kamano bhare vacha ahamkara iti ane bina prakritarashtada. So he says there's the gross matter and then there's very subtle matter and the combination of that makes up the material mind and body.
因此这个师姐就谈到有这个粗糙的物质并且也有精微的物质而这二者也就是粗糙的物质和精微的物质的结合就构成了躯体和心力。
So earth, water, fire, air, and ether, space, that's the gross physical body.
Gross physical body. 土、水、火、气以及以太，以太就是空间，那么这些就构成了粗糙的躯体。
Right, there's heaviness, there's water, there's air, there's fire.
有这个沉重这种重量，然后有这个水火气。
Space.
还有空间。
And then there's a subtle energy.
然后接下来的就是精微的能量。
Which is the screen of the mind.
第一个就是这个心意的这个屏幕。
And the thoughts that appear on that screen.
以及出现在屏幕上的念头
There's subtle energy.
这些就是精微的物质能量
You can't see your mind, but you know it's there.
你是无法看到你的心意的但是你知道它就在那儿
It can't be measured by anything material because it's more subtle.
而这些东西是无法被物质的事物所衡量所测量的因为它们更加的精微
Then there's the power of discrimination.
然后就是这个 power of discrimination, 就是这个辨识力的力量。
Or intelligence.
或者叫做智力。
And then there's the false ego.
然后就是假我。
When you look at your mind,
当你看着你的心意。
Maybe there's a memory there.
有可能心意当中冒出一个回忆。
And you think, that's me.
然后你就想这个回忆就是我啊。
What causes you to have that experience?
那究竟是什么使得你有这样的体验呢?
It's the energy of the false ego.
那就是假我的能量使得你去完全认同于这个记忆。
So none of these energies, from the earth all the way to the false ego, none of them are conscious. They're actually, like dirt. Like a rock.
而在这里所提到的这八种物质能量土水火气以太心意智性假我没有任何一个是有觉知的换言之也就是说他们就像泥土一样像石头一样是没有觉知没有生命的
And they only exist because of the spiritual energy the consciousness
而他们之所以会存在是因为有这个灵性的能量是由于有知觉的存在才得以存在的
So your cell phone is a perfect example.
Your cell phone, 你的手机就是个很好的例子。
And it has the gross hardware.
手机有这样一个粗糙的一个硬件的整个这个机器的这种。
And the subtle software.
然后而手机还有这样一个精微的软件 APP 在里面。
They depend upon each other.
而这个硬件和软件都依赖于彼此才能得以存在。
Right, without the software, there's nothing, and without the hardware, there's nothing.
So, 如果没有硬件的话，这手机都不算手机；没有软件的话，手机也不算手机。
But the software and the hardware cannot function without the energy source, the electricity.
而硬件和软件如果没有这个电量的话电力的话也就是它的这个源头那根本也就无法运作
Yeah, so the software and the hardware they have to connect or intersect with each other right there's an intersection point
而软件和硬件的话呢必须有一个接口才能够一起运作对吧
So in the physical body, we call that the chakra system.
哦，而在这个物质躯体当中，我们就把这个接口叫做 chakra， 就是脉轮啊。
Yeah. So the third chakra is the chakra of the mind and the false ego.
而第三个脉轮就是心意和躯体 is the mind and the false mind and the body. No.
False ego, that false sense of self. That's at the third chakra, right at the solar plexus. It's below the heart.
Oh, below the heart. Hmm. Oh, 三个脉轮，我对一下，第三个脉轮是在这个是心理和假我，而位置就处于这个刚好在心脏下面的位置。
So, anyway, consciousness, will experience the body differently depending on where the consciousness is stuck in one of those different chakras.
哦，是的，而知觉的话呢，对于躯体的体验会有不同，这就取决于知觉是被困在这个躯体当中的哪一个位置。
So, where, the electricity doesn't need the cell phone to exist.
我们都知道电是不需要取决于手机就能存在的，对吧？
But the cell phone needs the electricity in order to function.
但是手机必须要有电才能够得以发挥功能，对吧？
So the eternal consciousness exists always independent of the mind and the body.
因此永恒的知觉是不取决于心意和躯体，也就是说完全是独立于心意和躯体而存在的。
But the mind and the body cannot exist without the eternal consciousness.
但是心意和躯体是不可能在没有永恒的知觉的情况下就能得以存在的。
As soon as the eternal consciousness leaves the mind and the body, they disintegrate.
一旦当永恒的知觉离开了心意和躯体，心意和躯体就立刻瓦解了。
Yeah, so I would just concentrate on being present. Don't worry so much about where you feel your mind or where you feel your heart. Just be aware that you're not the thought, you're not the feeling, you're the one who knows it.
因此我就建议你能够专注于临在的练习，而不用去完全去沉浸在思考这个你在哪个位置感受到什么，比如说你是在心意或者是在哪个位置感受到你的心意，在哪个位置感受到你的心，而只是去觉知到这些念头这些情绪感受冒了出来，去觉知到你是这些念头和情绪的知晓者。
Thank you.
谢谢你的问题。OK, next one.
How many more questions do we have?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
OMG. I'm out of time.
我不如说时间它到点儿了，然后剩下还有七个问题了。
It's my fault. I took too long to answer the questions.
不如说这都是我的错，因为我回答一个问题回答的太久了。
Please forgive me.
请大家原谅我。
And please be patient and come back next week.
请大家耐心等候，下个星期的时候再回来继续收听，好不好？
Maybe you can remind me at the beginning that we already have 7 questions.
Okay, no problem. 下星期来就提醒他，有七个问题等着他。
And I'll leave more time for questions.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much for all your questions and for your enthusiastic participation.
感谢大家的提问，感谢大家这么热情满满的来参加我们的早课。
And thank you, Narayani and Samuki Radha. So I'm just going to say all glories to Prabhupada, all glories to Srimad Bhagavatam, and I'll see you next week.
所有的荣耀都归于帕帕，所有的荣耀都归于圣典佛教马坛。我们下个星期见。 Okay, 外困塔直音播音就到此结束了，感谢大家的聆听，Hare Krishna。